Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website at the university, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday morning, the last day of November 2021. Won't take long today, with high pressure basically now to the east of the area, and the clockwise wind flow around that surface high pressure, of course, comes back from the south and from the southwest over the next couple of days, and as a result, we're going to see temperatures warm. Well above seasonal averages. We normally expect upper 60s for highs this time of year. By the end of the week and maybe into the weekend, highs will approach the upper 70s, so about 10 degrees above seasonal averages. Good news is no rainfall in the forecast, if you like that sort of news. If you want rain, that's of course bad news. Don't really see much in the next 7 days. That's changed a little bit. We earlier thought that a series of fronts, one Saturday, one late Sunday into Monday, might bring a few showers with it, but based on the latest computer guidance, looks like the instability and moisture, low-level moisture, will be limited as the front goes through sometime Saturday afternoon. As that occurs, we'll see a little cooling in the temperatures, at least closer to seasonal averages. Still sunshine, at least partly cloudy skies for Sunday into the first part of next week. And again, rainfall guidance from the National Weather Service, the Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland. You hear me talk about their estimating rainfall locally will be little, if any. Friends, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 30th day of November 2021. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website and my audio weather thoughts again on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good day.